Verse 14, Philippians chapter 2. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. That means don't ever grumble and argue. Boy, that's a short verse, but boy, that sure says a lot. Verse 15, that you may be blameless and harmless. This might sound familiar. The sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I want to preach to you from our memory verse, verse 15, shining as lights. Father, I pray you bless your word. Lord, I want to be a blessing and a help, and I always want to be an encouragement. And Father, I want to be filled with your spirit. I want to please and honor you above all else. God, may our ears be inclined to hear from your Holy Spirit this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Thank you. From Genesis to Revelation, very much is said about light. Light in the Bible. The very third verse of the Bible, God says, "Let there be light." You know, that's the first thing that God created. After the world was there, and the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth and the waters. But then the very next verse, verse 3, he says, God says, let there be light. And guess what happened? There was light. Amen. And then as you go along in to the book of Psalms, 24 times in the book of Psalms, the word light is mentioned. And then in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then all the way back in the book of Revelation, verse 22, 16, verse 16, chapter 22, Jesus speaking says, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The bright and morning star. In our text verse here in Philippians chapter 2, it's our memory verse for the month, obviously. I know you realize that by now. I hope you did anyway. You'll notice it says, however, that we shine as lights in the world. It says ye, but it's written to Christians, it's written to us. So yes, God created light, and yes, Jesus is the light of the world, and yes, light is all throughout the Bible, but we cannot overlook the fact that there's more to it than just everybody else shining and everything else shining. It's supposed to be personal as well. I know we're not Jesus, but we understand that He lives in us, amen? He dwells in us and in His Holy Spirit. And to say that we are, listen, I could stand here and say, church, you need to let Jesus shine through you. And that's true. And you need to let Jesus shine through you. And that's very true. He is the light of the world, and He's in our hearts. So He needs to shine through you. Well, that's true, but let me say, can I say that's maybe a little bit vague and maybe even difficult to understand? In other words, how? How? I mean, we can learn a lot about, from this one verse here in verse 15 of chapter 2, we can learn a lot about what it means to shine as lights. God doesn't tell us anything to do without telling us how to do it. Right. You know why? Because God knows that we're made from dirt. Now, don't get offended, but you're made from dirt. So am I. Dirt and water. And then the breath of life, however, praise God for that. And then the second birth, praise God for that. Amen, washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen, 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 hallelujah. However, we are still dirt. And we cannot figure things out on our own, especially when it comes to the things of God. Has it dawned on you yet that the things of God are so much higher than we are? Amen. Has it dawned on you yet that the natural man, the man without God, can ever wrap his, I don't want to offend anybody, his pea brain around the Word of God, because it is so infinite and we are so small? And the Bible tells us to do so many things, but yet God is not ever going to leave us in the dark, pardon the pun. Because He wants us to know how to do. Whatever God tells us to do, He's going to equip us to do it. He's going to tell us how to do it. And He's going to guide us through it. So, amen. God says, I want you to shine as lights in the world. A couple of thoughts here. I'm not even going to get into the message probably tonight because we had this meeting and everything else. But before I get into the message, let me just give you a couple of devotional thoughts, okay? You can think about these. Number one, what I see from this verse, verse 15, is that we, you and me, are surrounded by crooks and perverts. Isn't that a blessing? But you've got to understand something. We are not surrounded by godly people. We are not surrounded by God-fearing people. We're not surrounded by helpful people. We're not surrounded by honest people. A crook is not an honest person. A crook is not a person who's going there to do anything but help himself. And we are surrounded because the Bible says we're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. It doesn't. Can I say something to you? It doesn't matter what nation you're in. When you read that, it's true in that nation too. And that's why we send missionaries to Mexico and other places around the world, because every nation, no matter what you read, but especially right here as we sit in Denton, we are surrounded by crooks and perverts. It's almost like we're besieged. We're in the city of God, amen. We're in the kingdom of God. We're in a great refuge, city of refuge. But all around us on every hand lies crooks and perverts. Someone just waiting to deceive. Someone just waiting to beset and steal and rob and kill and destroy. And listen to me, it's not a pretty picture, but we've got to just face reality first before we get into this tonight. We are surrounded by crooks and perverts. But also, I want you to think about something. It's normal. Listen, it's based on this verse, it's normal and it's expected even by God that Christians shine anyway. It would be easy to shine if everybody was saved. It'd be easy to shine if everybody was godly. It'd be easy to shine if everybody was holy. It'd be real easy to shine if everybody was honest and upstanding and forthright and just looking to please God. It'd be easy to shine. But God says, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, we're supposed to shine anyway. I want you to notice something here. The scripture doesn't say that we should. It just says, among whom ye shine. Every word of God is pure, and I believe we have an every word Bible in this King James Bible. And when it's stated this way, it's for a very good reason. It doesn't say, now some of your margins may say, among whom ye shine, or shine ye, or you should shine. But listen, it says, among whom ye shine. So God is just therefore always automatically expecting, and dare I say even assuming, that His children shine. It's a foregone conclusion that in the midst of a crooked... Listen, can I say something to you? It ought not be hard for people to shine surrounded by crooks and perverts. Right. I mean, are you getting the picture here? It ought not be hard that we stand out. It shouldn't take much to stand out surrounded by crooks and perverts. That's why God says, among whom ye shine. He just says, you're shining. I'm expecting you to shine. I'm assuming you're going to shine. It doesn't say you should shine. God expects that we will. We're not supposed to fit in with them. Let me add something to you before you understand that. We're not supposed to fit in, but we're not even supposed to blend. A mixture is a blending of two or more substances. A mixture. Coke and ice. Amen? I get an ice cold Coca-Cola. I'm blending frozen water with Coca-Cola. Well, they mix together and they make a pretty tasty, if you like that kind of thing. Sugar and tea. Amen. And then some ice.
Right.
On a hot day. And I said sugar and tea. Not sweet and low, not stevia, not all that chemical junk, but sugar and tea.
That's right.
That's a good mixture. Hey, that's what we're having on Sunday, by the way, in case you wondered. But I don't know where I was going with that. But the fact is, hey, We're not supposed to be mixed in with them either. You know, what we have today is we have a nation of churchy world. The world has become very churchy. I mean, you talk to people today, everybody goes to church somewhere. Or that's what they call it. That's what the name it says on the front of the building. Well, it doesn't even say that. It says fellowship or, well, it says all kinds of stuff nowadays. But the fact is, everybody's churchy. The world is very churchy. And when you go into that church, there's a whole lot of world there. What they're doing is they're trying to mix the world with the church. In other words, but according to my Bible and what this verse says, they're trying to mix light with darkness. In other words, God says you shine because you're not like them. You shine, so you can't even mix with them. Hollywood tries to put out movies about Jesus. Are you kidding me? Do you know who's behind those movies? Do you know who's paying for those movies? They're not Christians. They're just making a buck off of Jesus' suffering on the cross. Nope. Amen. I know you don't like that. But listen, we're not even supposed to mix in with that junk. Right. You can't mix light with darkness. I'm not supposed to mix with crooks and perverts. I don't want to. I know we have to go to work and we have to go to school and all the other things, but listen, I'm not supposed to blend with them. I'm not supposed to fit in with them. I don't want to feel comfortable around them necessarily, and I don't want them to feel comfortable around me necessarily, because not because I'm hateful or wicked or mean or ugly, but because the fact is I'm not like them. I don't have the same desires they have. I don't want to go to the same places they go. I don't listen to the same music. I don't say the same words. I don't think the way they think. I don't want to fit in with them. Because they're crooks and perverts. And when you start mixing Christians, saved, born-again people, with crooks and perverts, you don't get Christian crooks. You get crooked Christians. Are you listening to me? And that's what happens. That's what happens. God says, you shine. He says, it's just an automatic assumption that you're going to shine. Because they're crooks and perverts. Another thought here before we get into this. This is just another example of a doctrine called separation all throughout the Bible. I want you to notice something. He says, among whom ye shine. Now, listen, what that means to me is that not everybody's shining, obviously. That makes sense? Not everybody's shining. Now, listen, this is God's word. Okay? God is the one that's going to determine who's shining and who's not. And when God says that you shine among or in the midst of that crooked and perverse nation, He says you're the one shining. You're the ones that are shining. They're not shining a bit. As far as I'm concerned, when I look down and I see a bunch of crooks and perverts, all I see is utter, outer, intense, severe, wicked, and evil, and darkness. But ye shine. Well, there is a distinct separation there. There's a distinct separation there. The reason that He says that you shine, I want you to notice, is because He says, you're the sons of God. You're my children. You're my children. Amen. You know, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, don't turn there, but it says, they speak not according to this word. It's because there's no light in them. When you meet a so-called person who's religious, but yet they don't want anything to do with this word, God says there's no light in them.
Nope.
Right. No, and it doesn't matter what they say. It says, God says, there's no light in them.
Amen.
They're not teaching the truth. They're not preaching the truth. They're not standing in the light. They're trying to mix everything together and be a big old conglomerate of everything. Everybody's welcome. Everybody come on in. And you know, there's churches today that just welcome you in and you can join and you can just be a member. They don't care if you're saved. They don't care if you're baptized. They don't care if you even know or believe Jesus even exists. They just want you to come on in and be a member of my church. And that is not a church of God. That is not what God says is a church in His Word. But yet those churches are growing and those people are talking about Jesus and they're talking about, but listen, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty of the Word of God and you find out, okay, this is what God says about how I'm supposed to live. This is what God says what I'm supposed to do. And then they say, well, I don't care what the Bible says. Then the fact is there's no light in them.
Yep. Amen.
God help us to realize that if we don't care what the Bible says, then we've got to be real careful to make sure that we're even saved. I'm telling you, when this book gets in your heart, there will be a different spirit and attitude toward this book.
Amen.
You won't be satisfied going to a church service that's all hoop-hopping, hooray, and nothing else but nothing. You won't be satisfied. You'll go to church and you'll go sit in somewhere service and they'll be talking and they'll praise and worship and all that mess. But the fact is, if there's no Word of God in them, if they don't speak according to this book, this Word, there's no light in them. I didn't say it. God said it. But there's no light in them. Lost souls that don't know Jesus Christ have no light. And God does not say, they are not shining when it comes to God's perspective. After all, that's all that really matters. When God looks at you, He better see the light. Or there's no light in you. I don't know. You know, we're not judges of each other's hearts and salvation and things like that. We can investigate and we can see the fruit. We can see the spirit. The Bible says the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inwardmost parts of the belly. That doesn't mean the belly, like we're going to fill up with barbecue on Sunday. It's talking about the inner man. The spirit of the man, that's your attitude, church. Your attitude is a candle that shows everybody what's in here. What's your attitude towards the Word of God? What's your attitude? What's your spirit towards the preaching? What's your spirit towards the church? What's your attitude towards God and telling others about Jesus? What's your attitude about when somebody corrects you? What's your attitude? See, all of that spirit is a candle that God uses to show what's really inside. I meet people all the time, and so do you, that talk about church, but yet, if I was looking at them and looking at a real Christian, there would be a big difference. And when God looks at them and looks at a person who's shining, He sees a big difference. The shining light of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heart will automatically make you shine before the Lord. He says, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, in the midst of a bunch of crooks and perverts. The reason is because you belong to God. Let me say something to you tonight. That means, listen, I want you to take something from this as we close. Those of us who have children, and those of us whose parents are still in our lives, but those of us who have children, and those of you who are children still living at home, you have to understand something. First of all, for us parents, we have a very big impact in the lives of our children. God says, you're sons of God now. You're supposed to shine. You do shine, but you're supposed to shine. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to stand out. You're not supposed to mix in with the crooks and the perverts. Amen. By the way, let me just say this to you. A wise man has no delight in the folly of this world. I said, a wise man has no delight. There's no entertainment for you in the folly and the foolishness and the crookedness and the perversion of this world. It does not entertain you. It does not bring delight to your heart. It does not make you smile. You do not laugh at their jokes. It's not funny because it's crooked and it's perverted. That's what the Bible is teaching us tonight in this one little verse. You shine as lights in the world. Because why? Because they're all crooks and perverts. They don't think straight. They're living for themselves and living for sin and living for lust and pleasures of this life and pride. And they'll take whatever they can to make themselves happy. And this is men are marrying men. And it's all of that filth that's going on out there. I'm telling you, God says, I will want you to shine as lights. I put my Holy Spirit in you. I put my Son Jesus Christ in you. You should shine as lights. They're crooks and they're perverts. They're not friends. They're not companions. They're not the ones that you should be clinging to. You should be realizing they're crooks and they're perverts. Now, I don't want you to hate them, obviously, but we cannot keep blending with them or we're never going to shine like God wants us to.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
I have family members that are lost. I know people that are lost. I'm not hateful to them. You don't have to be hateful to them to shine. But you do have to take a stand.
Right.
And let them know. Let them know. I'm not going to do it your way. I'm not going to give in to your crooked and perverted ways. There's nothing to be hateful about. All you have to understand is that really is that you concentrate on being a son of God, a child of God, and you won't have to worry so much about being separated. The ones that want to know the truth, the ones that are interested, the ones that will be drawn to you are the ones that you can win. The other ones, you're not going to win them anyway because all the fools make a mock at sin. They laugh about it. It's fun to them. It's delightful to them. You're not going to win them. You're just going to stand. And when people see that you're different, when they see a light shining in the darkness, there's something in their heart that says, I'm tired of this darkness. I'm tired of this suffering. I'm tired of this sorrow. Give me some light. Let me out of this dungeon. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to worry so much about staying away from them. Just worry about staying real close to Jesus.
Amen.
And you won't laugh, you know, and they look at you like, why aren't you laughing at my joke? Because it wasn't funny. You mean you haven't seen that movie? No, I haven't seen that movie. I don't want to watch that filthy movie.
Right, yep.
Because that's not funny to me. It doesn't delight my soul to watch that kind of filth. I mean, you don't have that CD? No, I don't have that CD. Why not? What's wrong with you? You from outer space or something? Yeah, I am from outer space. Way, way, far, far away.
Amen.
They're going to look at you cross-eyed, and if you just keep standing, they'll either want what you got or they'll get away.
Amen.
Or better yet, why don't you try telling them about Jesus? Invite them to church every time you see them. Give them one of these tracts that says, Jesus saves, Jesus. You know, I was walking up here on my doing some street evangelism the other day. And when people walk by me, what I do is I listen to preaching while I'm walking. But when people walk by, you know, I'll stop and take and I'll just extend the tract to them. You know, does that look dangerous? Does that look somehow scary? But it's amazing how many people are like, well, I'm okay. I just want to invite you to church. No, I'm okay. I got it. I mean, what you would think I was handing them a snake. Or maybe a big cockroach. But you know what it says? It says, Jesus saves.
Amen.
Light.
Right.
Light.
Amen.
Jesus is the light. But men have loved darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. If you'll just shine like God says, just be a son of God. Just act like, hey, act like you love your father. You know, there's some kids who don't love their father, and maybe for good reason. But we have a Heavenly Father who makes no mistakes. Makes no mistakes. All He's ever done is helped us.
Amen.
All He's ever done is given us what we need.
Amen.
All He's ever done is reached down and pulled us up, dressed us up, filled us up, and now He sent us out. He's a good God. He's a faithful Father. He's an everlasting God. He's an almighty Prince of Peace, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. And if you just live your life like you're proud of Him, and you're glad that you belong to Him, and that you're thankful for Him, and that you just might as well love Him, amen? Listen, the light will shine. And the cockroaches won't like it. Well, I'm okay. I mean, you would think I was holding a gun to their head. I'm not kidding you either. I'm not kidding. I mean, it's unreal. It's almost comical. Some of them take it, though. Better take that. Amen. Thank you. Folks, I'm just saying, we need to realize that there's nothing worth going back to the darkness. There's nothing worth even trying to blend in with the darkness. It's dark. It's dirty. It's gloomy. It's cold. It's wet. It's damp. It's full of who knows what crawling around. It's dingy. It's dusty. It's filthy. I'm not talking about your shed either. I'm talking about the darkness in this world. Folks, God says, you're my children. You're my sons. So you shine as lights in the world. They're crooks. They're perverts. I love them. I died for them. And they can be saved just like you are. But they're not yet. So you are my sons. You shine.
Amen. That's right.
And in this verse, it's very plainly laid out for us how to shine. He says, be blameless. Be harmless. Without rebuke. Three things, but it'll take me a long time to preach all three of those things. So I'm not going to start tonight. But blameless, harmless, without rebuke. How about you? Take some time. Go home. Study those words. Look them up in dictionaries. Try to find them in other places in the Bible. Find out what you think blameless, harmless, and without rebuke means. I'm going to preach on these in the next few weeks, but I don't have time tonight. But boil it down to this. If I'm going to shine as lights in the world because I am a child of God, I need to be blameless, harmless, without rebuke.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, thank you for our time together. Now I pray you'd bless your word just for a few minutes. Lord, I know I didn't really do anything but introduce the thought, but God help us to just be reaffirmed, re-strengthened in our convictions, Lord, to stand and